It's 8:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado lawmakers get back to work today. They've been on break for a month, hoping COVID-19 infection rates would improve enough to safely conduct their regular legislative session. Democratic House Majority Leader Danaya Escar says the top priority will be policies to help address the pandemic, but that's not all that lawmakers are preparing to do.
There's a lot of legislators who have done a lot of extensive work with their communities and are bringing forth ideas that they either ran on or ideas that they have talked to their communities about to really get accomplished. And some of those were things that they couldn't get done last year because of COVID. And I think that it's just going to be a balance.
Agenda items could include transportation funding, healthcare costs, and a proposed ban on plastic shopping bags and containers. A second round of federal coronavirus dollars is coming soon to Colorado schools to address pandemic-related needs. But CPR education reporter Jenny Brundin reports there are challenges.
Districts spent most of the first round of federal dollars last year on laptops and other remote learning support for students, as well as increasing student learning time this fall. This time, Colorado will get four times the money it got the first round. The Department of Education's Melissa Colesman says a lot of the money may go to combating student learning loss.
Tutoring, extended day, extended year, summer school, or boot camps.
But she says the state needs to get more people into the teacher training pipeline, like substitutes who've lost jobs and others. Jenny Brundin, CPR News.
The Department of the Interior says it will meet with tribal leaders next month to include their priorities in federal plans. The department says the meetings will focus on COVID-19, economic security, racial justice, and climate change. President Biden issued a memo last month that said his administration would prioritize respect for tribal sovereignty and the fulfillment of federal treaty responsibilities. This is CPR News.